Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that, you guessed it, covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Frenzy, Variety MMO Gamer, and I am joined, as always, by my brother Subjective.
Hello again.
And if you're not familiar with the podcast, we just talk about Ashes, we break things down, we theorize, we just have conversations related to MMOs, and just kind of hoping to give you some information and give you some insights for two people that have been playing MMOs for a really long time. And if you enjoy that, we definitely appreciate it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel or to the podcast on your platform of choice. Join our Discord. We'd love to get a little bit more conversation going. But yeah, we're going to kick it off as always. What have you been up to this week?
Lots of Once Human, a little bit of Overwatch 2, and surprisingly, RBI Baseball on the NES.
That's a throwback. I remember we used to play that all the time on an NES.
It's such a goofy game, and that's why I love it. I just like being able to like hit home runs all the time. It's the physics in it are goofy, and that's why I like it.
And the sound, I still remember the sounds just like etched in my mind from my youth. Boo!
Yep. And I have an original copy.
Nice. Yeah, that game was definitely a lot of fun. I haven't really been up to too much. A little bit of Once Human. Kind of tried that out just to give it a whirl, but a little bit of Counter-Strike 2. Honestly, I also, like I said, I play so many different types of games. I'm getting really excited for the new College Football 25 game coming out next week, so that'll probably consume all my time next week. But yeah, just getting ready for that pretty much.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and we're going to dive into some just updates before we get into our topic a little bit here, too. I don't know if you want to mention the guild, as we announced it last week. If you have any, what you're kind of thinking, Sub is running the guild. I will assist if I can in any way, but I'm definitely not a guild leader or anything like that, so I leave that all to him. If you have any updates or anything you want to talk about for the guild.
So I announced it. It was brought up on a collab podcast, which we'll mention here in a minute. This is going to be a little bit, I know Alpha 2 is getting close. I will kind of have more things sorted out by Alpha 2, but I have a condition. I haven't been feeling too good lately, so I'm gonna try putting a little more effort and get more info out next week for it. I probably should start with a name. Haven't nailed that down yet. I'm gonna talk with someone else and try to figure out a name, and then I'll have more info next week. Unfortunately, I just couldn't really get to it this week.
No, all good. Just there's no rush. We still don't even know when Alpha 2. It is an Alpha 2 guild, so hopefully we'll figure out when that's coming around too and have things set up ready to go. But yeah, and also big shout out, as you kind of alluded to the Golden Feather and Tavern, who we went on last Friday onto their podcast, onto their stream, which was a lot of fun. They're really cool. Chibi and Vertec, really cool folks. Genuinely, it was really fun to just go on there and chat with them and talk. And I'll definitely put a link in the description to some of their like Twitch and YouTube and all that. So if anyone's haven't had a chance to check them out, they've been doing it a lot longer than we have. So big shout outs to them. But we really enjoyed being on there for sure.
Yeah, big shout outs to them, and thank them. I want to thank them so much for the exposure they gave us and just the warm, easy feeling of talking to them about a game we're all passionate about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And now we're going to dig into our topic for this week. And I feel like this could be a divisive one for sure. We're talking add-ons in specifically in MMOs, you know, and I think there's a lot of stigma. There's a lot that goes on with MMOs and add-ons, you know, and I kind of just call it like the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions on add-ons, whether they like them, whether they don't like them. So we're really going to dig into it. And I feel like the best way to just kind of get this out of the way is Ashes of Creations plans to not allow add-ons. So they have no plans to have add-ons. I think Steven had kind of, I'd seen a quote saying that he just doesn't like some of the toxicity it leads to, and some of the other issues that can come along with add-ons. Obviously you've played World of Warcraft, which does allow add-ons. There's MMOs out there like Final Fantasy 14, which does not allow add-ons, but there's some people that use them anyways. So there's a lot to add-ons, and there's kind of like a wide spectrum. So I don't know, what do you think about Ash's decision to not allow add-ons? Just kind of like, what's your general feel about add-ons in general?
So we'll break this down piece by piece, because this is a lot, right? One, I agree, no add-ons in Ashes. And I'll get into why, because I'm going to break this down into, like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly of add-ons. First of all, we'll talk about the good in add-ons. One of the good things about add-ons is sometimes players out there can discover or do things for accessibility reasons that maybe the developer have not thought of to put in their game, and an add-on can make up that gap. An add-on I can think of for World of Warcraft is you can actually play Modern WoW with a controller with an add-on that someone built, and it was pretty cool to see. It's probably not the ideal way of playing it, but for accessibility reasons, I do think that is a good thing. Obviously, Blizzard should try to figure out better ways to adapt to more people. Just trying to give little examples of like the good reasons of each one. What do you think of that? I'll let you give a thought on that before we move on to the bad.
No, I definitely agree. Accessibility is so important. But yeah, I mean, if there was controller support, then there really wouldn't even be a need for an add-on. You know, like Final Fantasy 14 can be played entirely with a controller, right? So just integrated within the game. So hopefully the developer can kind of lead the way for accessibility, and then hopefully there won't be as much need for it. I would be okay with allowing like accessibility, you know, add-ons specifically that are going to help folks that you know, may need it. It's just, you know, it's unfortunately add-ons are sometimes one of those black holes where once you kind of fall in, there's no coming back. So totally in line with that. But I also am in the I'm very supportive of no add-ons, which is kind of unusual because everything else that I do and usually game with, I'm very, very pro like mods, add-ons, whatever you want to call them. You know, like Kerbal Space Program, one of the games I've played forever. Like I pretty much can't play that game without mods and add-ons. So it's kind of just interesting that like when I just think about a normal game, I'm like, yes, mods, add-ons. I want all the ones that I can get. And I hate when developers don't allow like mods and add-ons, even though I understand there's reasons why they may not. But when it comes to an MMO, I'm very anti-add-on. And we'll kind of dig into why as we go along. But yeah, I can definitely understand like some reasoning to having add-ons, especially accessibility. But for the most part, I'm glad that hopefully we won't be seeing too many in Ashes.
Yeah, and you really don't know too much about the add-on situation in WoW because you really don't play it too much.
No.
Or haven't played it much. So I'm trying to give you examples on top of people who maybe never played WoW.
Yeah.
And why add-ons can be good, bad, and really ugly, and trying to inform.
Yeah.
Trying to inform the co-host and the viewers at the same time, though I'm assuming most people played WoW.
Yeah, I'm familiar, so I'm pretty familiar. I've seen a lot of like streams with them, and like I think it's just like the level to which add-ons have reached in, you know, World of Warcraft. Obviously, I don't like DPS meters and stuff like that, for, you know, toxicity and other reasons. But you know, I think World of Warcraft has gotten to the point where like I've seen like an add-on where it basically just tells you what to do entirely during a raid, like move left to avoid this, you know, cast this ability, you know. So like I think that's just like I think it's a symptom of A, the game becoming maybe these raids becoming so overly complex that, you know, there's this kind of need to use these type of tools that basically just tell you what to do, when to do it during a raid, but also obviously that like, you know, it's people want the easiest solution where they don't really have to think, and you know, you don't have to learn a raid. And I can kind of understand that. But I think a really well-designed raid, you know, really hopefully makes it so that that's not really necessary. You know, it's maybe it's more reactive than like, you know, just following a certain formula or like a certain solution to beat the raid. It's less like a puzzle and more just like a reactive thing. So I can definitely understand it, but those are the types of add-ons that really like anything like that can kind of lead to toxicity or that just kind of like maybe guides you a little too heavily during, you know, and I will say I played WoW Classic recently, you know, a few months ago. And I use like one of those quests add-ons where like it basically just tells you go here, go here, go here, just because like I haven't played the game in forever. I have no idea where to go. So like I've used them, but hopefully like the in-game systems will kind of guide you a little bit better than, you know, maybe like WoW Classic or WoW Retail.
Yeah, I mean, eventually WoW Retail did build that into the game, but
yeah,
I mean, you give some decent examples there. I think the problem is people always, the crave for harder content, but I think maybe like you can make stuff harder without needing add-ons, and I think Blizzard kind of fell into this trap of they have add-ons and they have to design boss fights to be more complex because of add-ons, even though they would probably deny that, but I do really think that's the case. Like, if you hear, I'll explain why. I'll give my opinion why in a minute. But, and then, like I said, just really, really terrible. Like, I'm trying to think of the word here. It's like so much clutter in the game, right? In World of Warcraft, like, if you see a paladin cast an ability, like, Consecration will drop a little graphic on the ground. And if you're doing a big boss fight, you'll see that overlap with boss abilities. And it's just no clarity between what the boss is doing and what the player and what 20 other players and possible in a raid are doing. So all that clutter made add-ons kind of necessary because you couldn't tell the difference between what you're doing, what a mage in your group is doing, what a healer is doing. And all that clutter made people, like, flock to add-ons because the game just didn't do it properly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of one of those things, like, you know, mods in a lot of ways, you know, in, like, a standard game can often be used to, like, fill out parts of the game that maybe the developer just hadn't thought of, or maybe they didn't have time, you know, they don't have the resources to do. Like, that's how it is in Kerbal Space Program. It's truly, like, people have added, like, hey, like, you can, you know, go colonize, you know, the moon with these add-on parts, or, you know, it can add extra challenge as well. Like in the case of, you know, KSP, it's like there's life. We're adding, you know, a mod that adds life support. So you get to kind of like manage your Kerbal's like life support and oxygen, things like that. So, you know, there's all different types of reasons for add-ons. And I feel like in MMO, it's more so to gain information, right? Like usually that's like a DPS meter, or maybe it's like, you know, something related to like questing or the economy or whatever. Or it's to gain, you know, accessibility in some cases, or it's to gain an advantage, right? That's kind of a big thing. And that's why add-ons are a little tricky too, because like there is like that component, like, and obviously, you know, Blizzard has like their terms of service. Like there's certain things you can do, there's certain things you can't do, but like there's, you know, I think been in the past, like mods and add-ons that have certainly kind of, you know, skirted that line. Like, is this too far? Like, is this cheating? Is this, you know, making it too easy? And so I kind of get what you're saying too about like, you know, the almost like the chicken or the egg argument. Like, did the add-ons, you know, come and make everything too easy? You know, so Blizzard has to design harder, you know, raids, where the raids getting too hard. And so now they need the add-on. So it's kind of just like this thing where it really comes down to, I think, the development team, in this case Intrepid Studios, if there's going to be no add-ons, making sure that the raids are, they're accessible, right? They're challenging, but they're not so challenging that they can't be completed without like really serious use of add-ons or whatever kind of tools that they decide to include in the game itself. But I definitely agree about the clutter thing. That's one of the things I hate about add-ons, is just too much stuff on my screen. I just like to see the game more so than, you know, 20 different things popping up on my screen. So that'll be kind of an interesting balance on how much information they give, how much customization there is, and things like that too.
Did you get it? Like, when I meant clutter, I meant like spells and abilities going off. And that's why that, like, I know what you mean, like clutter on the UI, right?
Yeah. I meant more UI clutter.
I was talking about cluttering, like, bosses firing off abilities, players are firing off abilities. There's stuff flying around everywhere, and sometimes you confuse what is what, and that's where add-ons kind of fill in the gap. I'll give some really good examples here in a minute. Sorry to interrupt you.
I mean, I agree with that, too. Like, one of my big pet peeves with Overwatch sometimes is, like, depending on the characters that are being played and played against, like, sometimes it can get crazy, you know, like, if Moira is, you know, popping, like, you have two Moiras popping coalescence, you have, like, a shatter going down, like, you know, there's, like, a million different things that can get, like, put on your screen, and so sometimes, like, there's moments like that where it's, like, yeah, this is just too much, so I can definitely, that type of clutter also can be an issue as well.
I honestly think that, I mean, that's another good example. I think Overwatch does it really well. Like, if you have a Lucio on the opposite team and you have a Lucio on your team, he'll speak in English when you're Lucio ults. But when he ults on the opposing team, he will speak in his native language, which I think is Portuguese. I'm not sure. He's from Brazil, I believe.
Yeah, Portuguese.
So I think Overwatch actually does a fantastic. Also, you said Moira ults. Like, if Moira ults on your team, it's very clearly the default color, and if Moira ults on the enemy team, it should be a red beam.
Yeah. So, like, and it didn't always used to be like that too. I think Overwatch League led to a lot of those changes because they found out pretty quickly that, like, because they didn't have those options, and then they eventually made it so, like, you know, one team's like colors of their ults were all like the same color and the other team was like a different color. And that kind of led to, which was a big change. Like, it really helped with a lot of like the clutter and kind of information and knowledge and like what's going on in the game.
Yeah. If you want a good example of a game that does it right, Overwatch 2 nails it, in my opinion. It may not be perfect, but they do a darn good job for it. And I guess I'll lead it to the, I guess we'll mix kind of the bad and the ugly of add-ons. Like you were talking about boss fights and, I'm going to try and give some examples here of how Blizzard kind of dropped the ball in World of Warcraft. So there's this add-on for WoW. It's called Weak Auras, and this thing is fully programmable. I'm going to try to give some examples. They may not be the best examples. I'm going to try and do my best here to try to explain them. It's going to be difficult, so bear with me here. So with this add-on, you can pretty much almost fully program any element of the UI in WoW. So if you want to create a custom bar with all your cooldowns on it with weak auras, you can do that and like throw a timer on it and then also have it yell at you exactly when you want to press it. Like it's kind of crazy. It can also do some cool things. Like you can make a customizable XP bar. I used it in Classic where I had an XP bar. It showed the number because they didn't really update the UI for Classic, which was kind of goofy. But it showed how much XP you had, and like, and then if you say you had 10 quests to turn in, this Weak Aura XP bar add-on would show you how much XP you would get for turning in all these quests, and it kind of like show you like a little grading area saying, oh, you're level 25 and a half, and then you have these 10 quests you just finished, and if you turn all these in, this is how much the bar will go up, right? That was kind of cool. I don't really see that as like a game breaking thing. But then you got things like outright, like these add-ons will outright yell at you to do almost anything. Or like in like if you ever watch, I don't know if you ever watched, but I used to watch the Race of the World First, and these players would make these weak auras that were like, say one guy on one end of the room got a debuff. And another guy on the other side of the room got a debuff. And if they didn't meet up, and just let's say the game said you had to meet up in this area in order to not blow up the whole raid, right? Like you had to come together with both these debuffs so that it wouldn't blow up the whole raid, right? The add-on would literally tell you exactly, would yell at the top of your lungs with any sound you wanted that you have the debuff. And it would say, run over to this guy. You could actually tell it exactly to point out where you want it to run or if the game like sets a point, but it almost gets to the point where it's playing the game for you and it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Like that's to me too far, right? That's kind of like where I draw. Well, there's other lines I draw, but that one is definitely, cause I remember watching Summit 1G when he was doing his hardcore like WoW playthroughs, and I think he set it up to where like there was like an elite mob that was like really dangerous in the area, and it would actually alert you like when the mob was like in the area, or like maybe you were walking into the area where it could spawn and where it could be like patrol. And so like that to me is like, you know, to me that just takes away like all the fun. And like I understand, like especially in a hardcore run you may not want that, but it just kind of like, to me, it just like at one point, like it is like the add-on playing the game for you, and like, you know, it kind of takes away from the element of like the skill required and like the knowledge required to kind of, you know, understand like what you need to be doing, when you need to be doing it, and all that.
Yeah. Or another thing is a lot of people, I mean, the example I might have gave for Weak Auras may not have been the best, but another example is like in Hardcore WoW when it came out, there was an add-on you could buy that would tell you exactly what quests to do.
Right.
Warning you about everything in the area. It literally put on your map where enemies patrol and everything. Like, I understand why players would want this, because if you die, it's over. But I feel like the point is, like, If you're playing a hard, like, you play Tarkov, right? Imagine if you had add-ons in the game like that that showed you where all the loot was, exactly where it was. You know, you would just beeline for the best loot. At that point, it might as well just give you wall hacks and show you, well, where all the enemy players are, right? Because it's what's the difference? If you're playing hardcore, right? Like, well, I mean, if it's almost like the same thing, right? If you're avoiding where these elite mobs patrol, right? What's the difference of like avoiding players where they're patrol, right? I mean, it just gives you such an advantage. It makes it trivial.
Yeah, and I can be very biased because you mentioned Tarkov, which I play a lot of, and it's kind of the exact opposite, where obviously there's really no add-ons, and it's kind of and there are moments when I can like see the need for like some more customization, more accessibility and things like that, because you know a lot of people like they just live in the wiki for Tarkov because there's so much information like about the game. There's so many things that like you know quests you need to look up because there's so many quests, and like the in-game description of the quest doesn't really do the best job always of kind of like telling you what you need to do, where you need to go, right? And there's no quest markers, right? There's nothing like that. And so like there are moments like when I first started trying to play Tarkov, and like I just kind of like I was like, this is just too much. There's too much going on. Like I don't really understand. And so like it can kind of be like a negative. But at the same time, now that I've got like, you know, thousands of hours into Tarkov, like I love it because like it's such, and you know, I still look stuff up on the wiki because some stuff is just not worth memorizing and committing to memory. But you know, there's so much that I've learned about the game. Like it's an advantage for me. Like it feels like another like skill thing. Like, you know, I don't want to like say skill gap or whatever, but it's, you know, having understanding of like where players are going to be completing quests, or like where do I go for this quest, or like having done the quest before, it's like, oh, I know I need to make sure I do this. You know, bring this gun, or make sure, you know, maybe I, you know, wait for, you know, these scavs to run by, you know, whatever, right? There's like a million different things that you can kind of learn, but it is one of those things where it's like a fine balance. And like for some people, it's going to be a, you know, a big turnoff because, you know, having to rely like on an outside source like wiki or YouTube videos or stuff to complete quests and kind of progress in the game, you know, that can be a negative, but then it also leads to a game that's like super incredibly deep, that like where your knowledge and you know is a real benefit. And I imagine it kind of the similar to, you know, like an MMO, right? Same idea, like these games are so incredibly deep. Ashes is going to be massively deep in terms of like depth and mechanics and stuff like that. So like where do you find the balance of like giving too much information versus giving not enough information?
Well, yeah, I mean, you just got to give people the basics and then go from there. Like, I've been playing Once Human, and I feel like that game just does not give you the basics enough, right? So like if Ashes has a deep crafting system, it should give you enough to get you started, and then like as you progress through it slowly, like kind of guide you. Not perfectly. It's not gonna tell you where all the mats drop. Like, it's fine to have guides on websites just to tell you where X, Y, and Z drops or whatever to craft something. I don't care about that. It's just like when you just integrate like I said, the hardcore add-on for WoW in the game, and it has the map with marks of where to go, where not. I mean, you probably could even you could even probably make it with a weak order to yell at you like, "Oh, you're getting too close to this elite mob's path in the world, run away or something," right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just too much. It's kind of like it's not skill at that point. It's just like something. Like, if you wanted to look that up on a web page, like if you're gonna go to a zone in World of Warcraft while you're playing hardcore and want to look up the elite paths and then have it on your second monitor, I don't care about that. But if you put it in the game, I feel like that's just taking it too far, because at least you'd have to look to your side monitor and you might get killed by doing that by mistake, right? So like if it's in the game, it's just so much easier. And I mean, I do think games need to do a better job of having better UIs.
Yeah.
Elden Ring is another game that has a pretty atrocious UI. Like, they finally added a thing where I think in the expansion where or the pre-expansion patch or whatever, they added a just looted tab or whatever, because you didn't even know what you got half the time if it because it popped up and then went away. So it's like basic stuff like that. And like another thing is like, I'm gonna try and give a PvP example here of a bad add-on that Blizzard actually implemented in the game anyways, was I don't remember when they implement it in the game, but there, but it's in the game now. It's in the base UI. But there was an add-on back in the day when you would do arena, and it would tell you when the when someone on the enemy team would use their trinket to pop out a CC. So you'd be like, oh, they don't have their trinket anymore, so they're CC-able. You can spam some CC on them. So eventually Blizzard just built it into the game. So that was kind of cheesy back then. And then, yeah, so...
Yeah, I feel like anything that gives you an advantage is, like, to me, a no-go. And, like, you could argue there's certain things that probably give everyone an advantage. But, like, I just don't like anything, like, where if you don't have the add-on, you feel like you're at a pretty big disadvantage. And especially in PvP, like, you know, you wouldn't want anything, like, calling out, like, if people have a, you know, an ability on cooldown or, like, things like that. Because that to me, should hopefully be indicated through... like paying attention and like being aware, and then also, you know, in the case maybe like a visual, like it, whether it's an animation or like, you know, VFX popping up on the screen. And like, you know, again, one of those things that kind of contributes to like the skill level too is kind of being aware of those things, being able to communicate those things like to your teammates too. Like that's a big thing in you know, Overwatch, kind of bring it back to there, is like, hey, like, you know, Zarya's bubble, which protects her, is on cooldown, right? Or she used all her, both her bubbles. Like, this is a good time to attack. Like, being able to, like, communicate those things, too, which I also consider to be, like, a skill, too, is really important. So, it's just one of those things, like, it's it's kind of a rabbit hole because it can just go on forever. But it's definitely a little scary, and I just, I hope that, I have a question for you too, because like, I was trying to like, when you were talking about like some of like the add-ons and stuff like that, and you know, one of the biggest ones and most common ones is like a, you know, DPS meter to be able to see and like parsing, like to see like how exactly everybody is doing like damage-wise or healing-wise or tanking-wise, whatever, like in the middle of, you know, a raid or after a raid, to kind of like assess like, hey, like you need to be doing more damage. And obviously there's a lot of toxicity to this, but like, I can't even remember like doing a raid, whether it was like in, I don't know, WoW, like early days, or like, I can't even remember what it's like to like do a raid without like a DPS meter. Like, how did we back in the days like figure these things out? Like, who's maybe not doing what they need to be doing and stuff like that is just kind of like interesting. Like, I think it adds like an interesting dynamic. And I do think like not having access to that information can lead to like some interesting conversations and like also some interesting like strategy and like thinking and, you know, discussion about that. So I don't know. I was just kind of like thinking about that.
I could tell you exactly how it was done back then without that stuff. The game was more forgiven. If you went into Molten Core, which was one of the first raids ever released with, you know, bear, there were some add-ons, but it wasn't as crazy as it is today. It was more forgiven. You could have half the raid wipe on the boss and still kill the boss. So
yeah.
That's why I guess it was less necessary back then. I do remember that. Like, we killed a boss, I think it was back in 2006 or something, and literally 25 people in the raid wipe, but they were able to finish the last like 25% of the boss off. I actually called to wipe it because I didn't think they could do it, and I was wrong. They finished the boss off. So like, yeah, I just think the game was more forgiving, and like in modern WoW it's way more punishing. Like, if you don't interrupt, people will get 90% of their health blasted up. Like, I literally have an add-on that shows the nameplates of the enemies in the game, like the mobs, right? If you go into a dungeon, it'll label them by color. Like, this one's important, you have to kill it first. This one is labeled blue because it has an interrupt, you have to interrupt. That's how crazy it's gotten in the game. And I just feel like the game isn't forgiven enough. I don't think there should be so many one-shot mechanics. Like, if you mess, it just needs to be a little bit more forgiven. And then some of these add-ons can be buried, right? Like, maybe the bosses don't need to have 900 billion health with enraged in timers. Like, if kind of like they call it soft locking, they don't need to have enraged timers, because this way if a couple people die you can still do the boss, but if someone dies and you don't beat the enraged timer, it's over, right? It's just not forgiven. So and another point I want to make is, I know I'm kind of rambling here, but like, it took Blizzard 18 years to finally put in a overhaul of their UI where you could actually customize it, move it, save it, and do some, and actually I actually could get rid of using a bar add-on for my bars. It took 18 years for them to get that in retail to finally do it where I don't use, I use their in-game UI instead of a custom UI. Yeah. And that to me is insane.
Yeah. So functionality, definitely. Yeah. And I think they, I think I remember Steven saying like that stuff will be customizable.
Yeah.
In Ashes. I don't know if it is already, like if it will be in Alpha 2, but I think, I believe I remember him specifically mentioning that that's going to be possible just in game itself. Yeah. So hopefully then, that's the case.
Yeah, and we could briefly talk about how Ashes can do it better. Obviously, they need to have more clarity on the screen. They need to have a customizable UI. Like, if I want to make the mini map smaller, let me make it smaller. If I want to make it huge, let me make it huge. If I want to make my bars bigger, I mean, it needs to have a lot of functionality, right?
Yeah.
In the game, built in.
Yeah. And that may come with time too, right? This may come through community feedback of like, hey, like we need to be able to do X, Y, Z, and then, you know, give them a little bit of time to do that. So that's going to be, I think, an important thing.
Oh yeah, that's fair. We're going into alpha here. Game's not complete. So the add-on, like you said, Steven has mentioned multiple times that the UI is still a huge work in progress, and that's okay. As long as it works basically okay when Alpha 2 starts, I'll be happy, and then I can give plenty of feedback of where they can improve, and they want that feedback. So, you know, props to them for, you know, saying, hey, how can we do better? Is this, you know, they asked the really cool questions, like the podcast we did last week, I thought was pretty unique. You know, I don't know how many people think about stuff like this, that, and I think add-ons, like I said, very controversial topic, because people will die on a hill for them.
Yeah.
Right? And then call you crazy, being like, what, take add-ons on out of WoW? And like, as much as I would love for them to take add-ons on a WoW, I don't think it's feasible with the current UI. Yeah. Even though they redid it,
I think that's important too, is that like, I remember I was listening to like some podcast, I think it was like a WoW podcast or video or something, and basically like the point they made was like, you have to be, you know, really careful about what you put into, you know, a new game, and like Ashes in this case, because once you add like a lot of times that functionality, whether it's like giving more information or more like, you know, just, you know, ease of use, like quality of life, like it's really hard to take that out, right? Because people get used to it. You know, if you take it away from them, right, usually it can cause issues, you know, things like that. Like if you put a DPS meter in, you really come to rely on that for like, you know, parsing and, you know, figuring out like who's doing what, and then you take that away, then it becomes, you know, like a big issue. So I'm very okay with like, I'd rather start with less functionality in Ashes early on. Like, yes, have like the basics, like being able to move your UI and things like that. But then, you know, over time, like really carefully listening to community feedback and deciding from there, like what do we want to add for quality of life? What do we want to add for information and mechanics and functionality? Because once you add it, it's really hard to, like, I think, take it back.
You're absolutely right. And I think you can balance it out. I'll give a little tip here that how it should work. I think you can have, in the base UI, like if you're doing a quest, have it show like where it is on the map. I'm not totally against that. And if you want some sense of exploration in the game, then, you know, fill your world with secrets, you know, add little chests or little hidden caves in places so people have a reason to go out there. Or, you know, maybe just make it so the story quests are all kind of, you know, guided on a guided path, and then maybe have side quests be off the rails and you kind of got to figure out, right? I mean, I think you can balance it out. It's just, it's always going to be an uphill battle of like balancing out, because like I said, WoW is one of the bigger MMOs out there, and they're very heavily add-on dependent. So
yeah,
people going from a add-on heavy MMO to an MMO that isn't as add-on heavy is going to be, it could be difficult for some people.
Yeah, and you can make things optional too. One of the cool things, I haven't really played them, but something that I've heard about, I haven't played like an open world Ubisoft game in a good while, but in some of the newer open world games they even have functionality like where they, you know, you can make it so like it doesn't just like pop up like, hey, your quest is here. Like, you know, go here on the map. You know, it's more of like an optional thing that you can set. So if you want to like get more into like the exploration of the world and kind of discover things naturally, and I think that would be fine, you know, especially, you know, people that want to take their time, they're not worried about rushing in, you know, rushing through things and questing and try to, you know, reaching max level as soon as they can. Like, that would be totally cool to, you know, maybe have some optional things for people that don't want to just, you know, go here, quest here, do this, you know, go to this area, look at your map. I love that stuff. Even though Tarkov doesn't have much of that stuff, it's a little bit different for me. Like, because Tarkov has smaller maps, right? We're not talking about like big one. Like, I went back and played Morrowind like several years ago, and I was like, oh my god, I don't know how to like find anything. Like, I know it's like telling me like in the quest, like, you know, go down this path, and then when you get to this city, there's a building on the right, and like, I was like, I have no idea how to get anywhere. So like, I need like the functionality for like a big world like that to be able to function. But so I mean, I'm cool with having it being like optional, like having like different options too. Like, maybe people do want more of like discovery and things like that to happen too. Like, maybe there's going to be like a optional gameplay mode for that too.
Yeah, you could just have it turn an option off. Do you want guided gameplay for questing, or do you want it to be turned off and just discover it on your own?
Yeah,
I mean, that's fine. I'm fine with that either way. Obviously, most of the speeders are gonna do the guided way because they want to plow through it. But I mean, you can't ever win that battle. So just, you know, play the game the way you want.
Right.
So. And like I said, you brought up Morrowind. I finally beat Turok 2 after all these years. That game is a maze without a guide. Like, you could beat that without a guide, but holy crap, would it be so difficult.
So. Yeah, I'm directionally, navigationally challenged in real life, and I think that carries over into games a lot of times. So, like, I need as much, like, guidance as I can. Like, tell me where to go, give me a quest marker, give me all that stuff. Because if not, I'll just get lost, probably, or end up in the wrong place. So,
I mean, you just proved a good point. Like, some people are just not good at certain things, so giving them guidance is fine. I don't think it breaks the game. Like, I think that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that. Like I said, it's as long as the add-ons don't get into, or like I said, there's gonna be no add-ons for Ashes, but like I said, I'm okay with, you know, I'd be okay with add-ons in WoW if it didn't go as crazy as it did, right? But I think a lot of that is a failure on Blizzard's part to actually make the UI in their game decent. they let it go for too long. It's like, imagine if they took DPS meters away now. Holy moly. I wouldn't even want to work at Blizzard, or let alone look at the forums, because good lord, it would, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, it's like I said, once you give that like functionality and that quality of life stuff, it's really hard to go back. Like, there's things in Tarkov that they've added, like, are going to be adding, like, or just like quality of life stuff, you know. And like, if they took it away, like, I'd be really upset because I've gotten so used to it. So hopefully we don't see anything, you know. Like I said, be careful with it, you know, introduce things slowly, get community feedback, make sure like this is something that people really want, and if they really do want it, add it, and then, you know, go from there, or start off with like a simple version of it. Like I said, I'd rather start off in Ashes, like, maybe with a little bit more bare bones, you know, functionality, moving UI, all those types of things, some customization, but don't add too much too early, because who knows, it might be hard. It might be something you want to get rid of, or you might end up in a situation like World of Warcraft where like they're so entrenched in add-ons that, like, you know, they really can't go back at this point, even though maybe that might be more beneficial overall to the, you know, the game's health and like functionality and the mechanics, but it's really so ingrained into the game where it's not even possible to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could put it in better words. And I think also, like, a lot of people, like you said, you like some guidance and stuff. I think also designing a game to respect your time is key too. Like, I don't think people mind doing like epic quests and puzzles that take time, right? I don't think people mind that. People like exploration in MMOs, but like I said, like, if it becomes so burdensome and a chore, then people will just like I said, go on a website and look it up. And it's a hard balance to do all these all these things we're talking about.
And I'd rather have that, to be honest. Like, I'm fine. Like, if content creators want to make guide videos, if, you know, websites want to pop up, like, you know, best meta build for, you know, the rogue archetype, fine. Like, people can choose to interact with that stuff, or they can choose not to interact with that stuff. You know, that's a choice. And, like, it, you know, just having a meta build doesn't really do anything, like, if you can't execute the build, right? If you're not skilled enough to, like, you know, do it. And, you know, maybe looking up, like, a YouTube video, like, how to complete a quest, right? I'm totally fine with that. Like, I'm old enough, like, I work full time, and, like, I'm fine with, like, I've gotten to the point where I used to avoid all that stuff, but then I just got to the realization, like, I just don't have time. Like, I'd rather just go look up, like, how to complete this quest versus, like, fumble around, you know, for, like, you know, half an hour trying to figure it out. And I think that's fine, right? It's just when, you know, things are being put in game that are really giving you too much guidance and, like, too much, like, can you kind of mention, like, the weak aura stuff, I think is kind of where I draw the line.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. The weak aura is kind of like, I think that add-on should be, you know, banned. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
And I used it too in Classic, but just like, because I was like, I just want to make my UI, like, I want to make my health bar look blue and stuff like that, because there's like that kind of customization. So, like, it has some cool customization. It's just like, obviously, it just goes a little too far on things.
It just needs to be built into the game. Like, the basic UI needs to be doing these functions. And that's, like I said, that's Blizzard dropping the ball. So, like I said, hopefully Ashes has a good base for Alpha 2, and then they grow from there. Like I said, good ideas. We need good ideas. We need to give them feedback. Like, what are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? And like, as Alpha 2 progresses, you know, we'll see where it goes. And, hopefully they may not listen to our podcast, but I'm sure some people out there post on the forums, or someone out there may listen to it, and the devs hear it. I mean, whatever, I'm here. I'm going to probably be more active in the forums once Alpha 2 goes live and trying to give my thoughts more. I'm just waiting to see, because there's only so much I can say until I actually get my hands on it. So
yeah, and fingers crossed, hopefully we're a couple weeks out from the July developer update. Hopefully we'll find out when Alpha 2 will be dropping. That's going to be exciting.
Soon, TM.
I hope it's like I said, so many games and things coming out, so I'm hoping for like a window maybe in like September or something. Like, just drop it then, please. But yeah, so that was kind of add-ons. If you agree, if you disagree, we'd love to hear, like, in the comments or Discord, or chat with us, or whatever you want to, you know, let us know how you feel about it, because we know there's people that, you know, maybe are very like add-ons and think they should be in the game, and maybe there's some good reasoning that we didn't think of for it too. So definitely let us know. But yeah, we're gonna wrap things up here. I think next week we're kind of tentatively calling it, like, we might do a little bit of different of a style of a video. You know, I've got a lot of experience, like, playing games like survival games like DayZ and like Tarkov with, like, PvPing, you know, some MMOs as well. Obviously Sub has a ton of experience, like, in, like, more like the classic MMOs, Dark Age, Camelot, WoW, whatever. So we might just kind of, like, talk about, like, if you're worried about PvP, because obviously PvP is a part of this game. You know, it's a PvX game. So, like, in some cases, PvP is going to be unavoidable, even if that's not something you want to do. So we might just, like, talk about it, like, give you some guidance, maybe some tips, some things that we've learned as players that have, like, PvP'd forever. And just kind of go into that. So hopefully that's something you all might be interested in.
I just want to give my two cents on this real quick. Yeah. Just so to explain it a little better. So, we want to give other players out there who are interested in Ashes that will be a full PvP game. Yes, you can be ganked anywhere in the world at any time. There are systems in place. I'm not going to go over all that in this PvP tips cast, but I kind of want to give people tips to not be so afraid of PvP, because I know it can be intimidating, because, you know, maybe like PvE, and maybe we can go over some theories of how PvPers can help the PvEers, and just cool little things like that. Just a little outlier podcast, because, you know, Alpha 2 is coming up, and I feel like I don't want people to be afraid. I want them to, like, if I can help them ease their way into the game by giving them some tips and tricks and maybe even some cool theories about how it could play out in the game, then anyone I can help get into Ashes and be more passionate about it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, maybe not like afraid's maybe not the right term, but even just like apprehensive, or like maybe that's just not something you've done. Maybe you're coming from, you're interested in Ashes, but you know you've only played on a PvE World of Warcraft server and you just don't PvP. So like maybe just giving you some information about it.
I guess I probably used the wrong term there, afraid. I guess maybe you're just not PvP inclined. You just haven't done enough of it, and you just maybe don't have enough information. And Ferenczi and I have a wealth, tens of thousands of hours of PvP games, so maybe we give you some little tips to make your journey easier out in the world of Ashes of Creation while PvPing, or just playing the game in general.
Yeah, or just maybe we can help you avoid PvP if you don't want to engage in it. That's part of Tarkov. Hey, sometimes you gotta run away and back out, get out of there. So we'll dig into that next week. Hopefully that'll be something you all can enjoy. Obviously, if you're on YouTube, again, like, subscribe, comment if you know you have want to give us your thoughts on this or like upcoming ideas. We'd love to hear them. Join our Discord, again, description below. I will link also the Golden Feather Tavern folks, like some of the stuff. Some of their, social media and things like that, because, again, they were really cool. And, again, if you're listening on a podcast service, we'd love to have a review just to see what you think of the podcast. And, we will see you next week.
See you next week.